Blog Talk Radio.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Welcome, everyone, and happy Monday, September 8th, which actually also happens to be an amazing superstar's birthday. That would be Pink, who I got to meet earlier this year. Oh, my God, that was fabulous. Anyway, I'm going to go right to the calls. And remember, the program is designed for a specific question, so make sure you have your question ready. I'm going to announce the area code of who I'm bringing on the air live, and then step up and ask me your question. All right, I'm going to go to area code 831. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lisa from California.
Hi, Lisa from California. What's your question for me?
Well, I love the Facebook picture of you in pink. And
you have no idea.
See the excitement.
Oh, you have no idea what a thrill that was for me to meet her. Oh, my God.
That's
seriously, that's
I
like...
I love her tenacity. I love her sassiness. I love it.
Okay, so I want to tell you that after I met her, it's like for like 24 hours I was on this pink high. Wait. And then I had the pink crash. It was like...
Oh, no.
Pink high, pink crash. It was like, oh, she is... just as amazing in person as you see her on stage. I mean, the woman has an energy about her that is remarkable. Anyway, enough.
Love her authenticity. Okay, back to
She's
the question. I'm the one with the property issue and the lenders issues in California.
Yeah,
I want you to know, things are just moving in such a direction. You were right about the lenders. You were right about a couple of the brokers. And the one person that came out of the blue who's trying to rescue us, who will be rescuing us, I should say, was the one person I wanted to kick his derriere. Oh, my gosh. When all the lenders were turning around and saying, no, you can't do this because of these judgments and your credit and all this, they never gave us a reason to resolve it or how to resolve it. And this
right.
man, who I was ready to grab by those short hairs, came out of the blue and said, let me help you. And I'm like, okay, this is karma. And I just got humbled because I was at the end of my means there. I was just beyond trying to keep focus and positive. I was at that little bit of string left. Right. So I even told him, he took us out to dinner, and I told him, I said, I was so mad at you. And he goes, why? And I said, because you wouldn't sit and talk to us. I had a list of questions.
Okay, sweetie, I'd love to hear the whole story, but I have a whole bunch of other calls.
Is this then going to help me resolve the issues that my ex-husband has put on my credit report?
Well, first, yes. And as a matter of fact, sometimes you actually need to get legal help to get crap off your credit report. But according to this man is going to help you out of this trapped feeling. According to what I'm seeing in your cards, that there's a bigger new beginning than just the property you're buying.
Okay.
So, yes, he is going to help you. And the thing is that the more candid and honest you are, the better it's going to be for you. So the answer to the question is yes.
And I saw Halloween. Halloween going to be the move-in date?
I think that it's going to be before Halloween, but definitely in October. I think it's going to be before Halloween. All right, my friends, send me a picture of the house when it's officially yours. Okay, see ya. Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I have an upcoming court hearing with my son's father because I had filed a emergency petition because I don't believe that my son's father, something's going on over there. And I'm wondering how you see the outcome coming for me.
You have very interesting cards here. It's saying that that you need to have the attitude of total trust as to what happens, but it may not go exactly like you expect. So what I would recommend is that you be incredibly prepared for this hearing, that you that you make sure that all of your ducks are in a row, because there's some surprise coming here that you don't expect. And one of the things that I want to ask you, Crystal, is there any way at all that your little one's father may have actually had a private detective following you?
Not that I would be aware of, but I mean, there would be nothing that I have hidden.
Okay, then I just, because what I'm seeing here is there's some surprise here. There's some surprise that is, and you just have to trust the process. So maybe part of the surprise is you doing the emergency hearing. But the other part of the surprise, it actually, the surprise may work in your favor, but it also might work against you. That's why I'm asking you to be incredibly prepared.
Okay?
So
do you see drugs going on with him, though? Because I believe that's what he's on drugs, for real.
One of the surprises that you may be able to get away with is having him submit to a drug test each time he wants to see his son. That may be one of the surprises I'm talking about, that you suspect that he's having an issue with drugs and that you're going to ask that he has a drug test every time he wants to see his son. And the thing is this is protection for your child.
Right.
So the thing is that You can base your suspicions on his behavior when he wants to spend time with him. And I want to tell you that I get the sense that he wants to spend time with him when he's a little on the manic side.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely start with the drug test. I'm also getting that your son's father may actually also have some psychological issues. Which, if he tests positive for drugs, which I actually think he will, it may lead to him having that kind of help.
Okay.
So, I actually think that all of this is a good thing, but be careful of the word surprise, because it actually, there might be something that it works against you in some way. So that's why I'm asking you to be incredibly prepared.
Okay.
All right, my
Are
friend, I got to go.
Anything? Okay, thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Natasha. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Did you say Natasha?
Akasha, a.k.a.
Oh, Akasha. What a beautiful name. All right, what's your question for me?
My question is, my husband and I are in Phoenix currently. I traveled over. He just got married. It's a bit mad.
Okay, wait. Akasha, darling, slow down.
Okay.
Say that sentence all over again. I actually want you to ask me that question. Yeah, ask me the question in slow motion.
Okay, my question is, should my husband and I, is it better for us to stay here in America, or would it be better for us to go to Europe, and would we make money there? That's my question.
You know, it's saying here that the biggest challenge to you having the success here is the fact that you really haven't integrated yourself into the community. You really haven't, made the effort to really make good friends here. One of the things, I want to tell you that your cards indicate success no matter where you are, but what it's saying in your cards is one of you really wants to move home and you're using the success as an excuse to move home. So is it you that wants to move home or your husband?
I would like to move home because it feels much safer there. And
okay.
I'm also, yeah, that just feels
okay.
Safe.
Then what it's saying here is success will follow you no matter where you live as long as you have 100% commitment to the success. You have this amazing man in your life, by the way. He will do anything you tell. Okay, he'll do anything you tell him. All right? Honey, I want to move back home. I think we'll build a better foundation in our own environment, in our own culture. I want to move home, and he'll say yes. That's all you have to do.
I just want him to be happy, I guess. So I just don't want to make him move
According to this, my friend, he's happy because he's with you. It doesn't matter where he is with you, as long as he's with you. So, and then you have him, and then you have the most successful card you can get in my entire deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the World. In my deck, it's called Completion. It's the best card you can get. So you're coming up as the High Priestess. Your husband is coming up as this man that just adores, loves you, thinks you are the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter. And I'm just telling you, the more honest you are about where you're going to feel more comfortable, the more he will align with the idea that it's okay for you guys to move back home.
Brilliant. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right,
lots
thanks for calling.
You.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203.
Hi, first-time caller. Thank you. I'm thrilled.
Oh, cool. What's your first name?
My name's Pat. I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
And I'm getting
Back up. How did you find out about the program?
Well, I listened to programs on Blog Talk Radio, and somehow I got impressed with you. So I've been trying to get on one of your programs for a while.
Well, bless your heart. And you know what? I just noticed. Now I got to make an announcement. You guys, the public stream on this program is going to end in 1 minute. I am not going to end the program. I'm going to stay online. So if you're on hold, I will definitely get you on the air. Just don't hang up when the program ends, okay? All right, Pat, what's your question?
Oh, I thought this just began. Anyway, I was awarded an apartment as an artist in this area, and it's been a nightmare. I'm moving out. I can only afford a live-in situation, which I've found taking care of an older man. I have two questions. Let's see if I can remember them. One, will I ever have a house as I'm packing up and putting things in storage? I'm questioning if I'm being foolish. Will I ever have a house where I can put these things in?
Oh, I definitely want you to put them in storage, but there's some timing issues with you getting the house. And what it's saying is that I don't see a house this year. I see a house next year for you.
That's fine. Will it be like a house I can settle into and call home for a number of years, if not the rest of my life?
What it's actually, yeah, it, see, part of the reason why I'm telling you to put it in storage, and I would go ahead and sign a six-month or even one-year lease or a commitment if you need to, is because what it's saying is that you're not going to move into something that's just nothing. You're going to move into something that you want to be in the rest of your life.
Exactly.
So
in the meantime, I'm taking care of an 88-year-old man. It's a live-in situation. It's basically all pretty positive. Do you see that as a positive experience?
Actually, this is good for you right now. And the more you can be right in the moment, the better. The more that you can be right here in the moment, the better. So,
okay.
So treat it like it is. And try not to think too far into the future, but put your stuff in storage. So it's in a safe place. Get rid of stuff that reminds you of sad things from the past as you're going through this. And then start visualizing the ideal living environment for yourself.
Okay, great.
All right,
thank
my friend.
Thank you. God bless. And I'll call you again. Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I'm going to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sean.
You said Sean?
Yes.
Hi, Sean. What's your question?
I had my dream job up until about a month ago, and I got laid off. And I was wondering what you can see. Yeah.
Okay, so my immediate reaction to that layoff was there was one person that was an incredibly great influence with you at that job. Who was that person?
Yep. It was my boss in London.
Okay. What I want you to do as soon as we hang up the phone is I want you to send your boss in London an email and tell him that though your time working with them was short, you want to make sure that he knows that this man you're writing to, that he was a great influence and the whole reason you wanted to work for that organization.
Oh, he already knows. We speak regularly.
Okay.
It wasn't really his decision.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is say, you know, I did not expect to be let go so suddenly, and I'm wondering if you know of another organization where I may be able to contribute my skills and talents. So ask him if he knows another company that he can refer you to, because you got into this great momentum with their company, and you want to continue that momentum.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is one job that I'm waiting on. It's been a few weeks. It's been a referral from a number of people that I know. Will I get that job, or are there any others coming up?
Actually, this is saying you have a job within the next 2 weeks, but I don't know which one it is, because there's a job that's coming kind of out of the blue toward you that you don't know about.
Okay.
So the very first thing I want you to do is reach out to the guy that you really liked working with and ask him if he can refer you to any other organization. Just ask him, is there another company you would recommend that I throw my hat in the ring? Because according to this, you have made a great impression on this guy. This guy, he wants to help you.
Yeah. He's already said that he's going to give me a glowing reference. So.
Yeah, I'm having you ask him for just a little bit more. Say, if you were me, what company would you go toward next? Ask him that question that way.
Right.
If you were
I've already
me,
done that. You've preempted something that I've already done with him.
Perfect.
So
excellent. Guiding me. This is saying within 2 weeks there's an offer coming, and I really want you to reach out to me once that happens.
Okay, so how many offers do you see? Just the one?
There's the one that you're working on that may or may not happen within the next 2 weeks, and then there's a job offer or idea or some inspiration you get that's sort of out of the blue that you go for, and it's your background is going to contribute amazingly to it. And by the way, I think part of the reason why you were suddenly let go at this last job is because somebody was jealous of you.
Well, the boss in New York.
Yeah, you were a threat. You were too good. That's why. So I'm just telling you. So, but the thing is in a way, I think you kind of dodged a bullet. The biggest reason you were supposed to be at that job was to meet this particular amazing man. Because there's there's a lifetime friendship going on here.
Absolutely. He's already said that.
All right, my friend.
Thanks for calling.
I got to go. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. What's your question?
I just wanted to know what you saw for me and Nick. I still think of him, and the time that we met last year is coming up soon, and I still feel like we have a connection, so I just wanted to know what you saw for us.
Well, you're sending the connection, but Nick's not sending it back. So, and I know that's very direct, but what it's saying here is that you have to stop putting your life on hold for Nick and start moving forward with the kind of love that you really deserve.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what it's saying is you're sending out the mojo his direction, but he's not thinking about you right now, is what this is saying. That unless you actually make the effort to reach out to him, that's the only way he's going to think of you. Do I think it would be a good idea for you to reach out to him? I think it would. And I don't usually say that to people, Tanika. But what I would do is call him up and say, you know, you came to mind because I met you about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just see if he responds. If he doesn't respond, you have your answer. If he does respond, then you can take it slowly as a friendship. But what this is saying is that you're sending out all the mojo, and it's like you're sending all this great energy to something that's not responding at all.
We had kind of like a blow up about 3 weeks ago. He told me he was in love with another woman. We had like a few blow ups over the summer, but I always felt like there was a lot of love there, and I just never really felt like it was totally over.
Well, according to this, there's a lot of love coming in your direction, coming from your direction toward him. But according to this, he's very self-absorbed, and it's really just all about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Is it saying. Over? Is it totally over?
Well, see, I would like you to make it over because I don't think that he was worthy of you. Even if you guys were to get back on speaking terms, and even if he were to cheat on his current girlfriend to see you, it wouldn't be enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? You're kind of an all-or-nothing gal. And right now he's not worthy to have that kind of mojo from you coming toward him. You see what I mean?
Right. I always felt like our connection was cosmic and it would come back around.
Well, let me explain that really quick. There are cosmic connections out there. Sometimes they're catalysts. Sometimes they're to show you what you want or what you don't want. And they're only supposed to be for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, what I keep getting with you and Nick is that you wanted Nick to behave a certain way and Nick wasn't behaving that way.
We talked about marriage and children, too, and it really felt like it was going to happen.
Well, according to what I'm seeing in the cards right now, and I'm going to say one extra thing, is his girlfriend might be pregnant.
Okay.
Which means that if there was anybody in his crosshairs, it's probably the girlfriend.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but that's what it's saying. If I could be as direct as possible, my advice would be put Nick in the past where he belongs, and put your sights on somebody else that's actually worthy of you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. Okay, bye. All right, the radio program is actually making me run out of time here. So, you guys, I'll be back live next Monday. I will make sure that I have it set up to go the full hour. And any of you that I missed, please make sure you call back next Monday, and I'll look forward to talking with you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.